We're here with Tom Gordon. We're here to talk about a symposium that's happening at the Parks Canada building. Tom, did you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. The symposium is taking place this Wednesday, December 2nd, from 10 a.m. to about 3 p.m., as you said, at the Parks Canada building. We've called it Traditions of Labrador Inuit Leadership, a Dialogue. And it's really the first presentation here in Nain of some of the work that we've been doing under the Tradition and Transition Research Partnership, a research partnership that is between the Nunatsiavut government and Memorial University, and looks at, in the broadest possible terms, what are the conditions that will support cultural sustainability going forward in Nunatsiavut in the future. We thought it'd be great to have our first event here coincident with the 10th anniversary celebrations. It's a wonderful time. It's a time that obviously looks both back at not just the last 10 years, but the 30 years that led to it, but also simultaneously looks forward to the future. And in a way, that's really what our symposium is about. Looking back at what we know that has defined various ways of creating leadership in Nunatsiavut, and looking forward to the future as well. So the symposium is going to consist of four presentations, and each one of those presentations will be, as the title says, a kind of dialogue, a conversation between somebody who has lived the experience and somebody who's been observing the experience. So, for instance, one of the presentations is a kind of retrospective look at the land claims agreement itself. The two presenters are Chris Alcantara, who's a university professor from Ontario, who's written a book on land claims agreements and looked at the Nunatsiavut agreement as one that had a lot of really exemplary traits to it, the way it was negotiated, the way it was realized. And in conversation with him will be Isabella Payne, who was one of the chief negotiators for that, and who now, of course, is the deputy minister of the Nunatsiavut Secretariat. So the idea here is a little bit of a retrospective view, but from these two points of view. And those two points of view really underline everything that the research partnership is about. We're going to be looking at any manner in the course of the next 5 years of identifiers of Labrador Inuit culture from those two perspectives, the perspective of lived experience and the perspective of observation. So also on the program on Wednesday, there's going to be a view into the kinds of leadership roles that women play in Nunatsiavut amongst and historically amongst the Labrador Inuit. So in this case, the conversation will be taking place between Charlotte Wolfrey from Rigolet, who's Nunatsiavut's Status of Women's Coordinator, and Ashley Edmonds from here in Nain, who's the president of the Inuit Women's Regional Association, and Andrea Proctor, who's a researcher who's been looking at women's leadership roles, and particularly the relationship that they have here in Nunatsiavut. That's part of a larger project called Daughters of Mekok, that's going to be looking at a whole range of women leaders as role models and also the ways in which they've defined their roles. So those are two of the presentations. We've also going to have a presentation on Inuktitut and ways in which leadership can be demonstrated in promoting and enhancing the use of Inuktitut. Language rejuvenation is one of the key objectives of our research project, and we want to keep it at the forefront of every discussion we have. So in this case, Rita Anderson and Alana Johns from the University of Toronto are going to be looking at the initiatives that have taken place since the land claim settlement in terms of supporting and enhancing the use of Inuktitut in Nunatsiavut, but also at what needs to be done. And there's a lot that needs to be done, and we hope that we'll have a really fruitful conversation around that as well. And then finally, we're going to have a presentation that's going to be on repatriation of human remains. There's been a lot of activity around that in the last couple of years, and Johannes Lamp has been a leader on that for the Nunatsiavut government. And working from the kind of policy and research side, Jamie Brake, also from Nunatsiavut's Department of Archaeology, will be participating in that conversation. So it's a very varied day of activity. And as I said, the goal here is really two things. One is to look at how the research that's been done recently in the recent past can inform and shape the future and what directions that will give, and also the idea that we're going to consistently try to undertake these research projects in the form of conversations between people with lived experience and those who've observed it. And of course, as part of that conversation, we hope that anybody who can attend the symposium will engage with us and join in. There'll be discussion times for each one of the presentations.
Who all do you expect to be at the symposium?
Well, we've been postering this around town, and we hope that some of the people who have come to Nain for the celebrations on Tuesday will stay along and participate with us on Wednesday. But generally, we hope anybody who's got an interest in this shows up. It's free admission. We will be serving a lunch as well for everybody who's in attendance. And so it's kind of an open call. We're anticipating that we'll probably have about 25-30 people showing up, and look forward to a lively conversation.
What's the main goal of the event then?
The goal of the event is to create some awareness here in Nain of what this research partnership, the Tradition and Transition Research Partnership, can do in terms of what's going to roll out over the next 5 years. Some of your listeners may be aware. We were very fortunate in receiving a significant amount of federal funding to run this project. The project has many, many dimensions to it, all of which in some way feed into the idea of sustaining Labrador Inuit culture as the Nunatsiavut government moves forward as an autonomous government. And it's not that our goal is to create some kind of museum piece out of Inuit culture, but rather to understand what are the values that informed and defined Inuit culture, to understand how that they can be retained as the Labrador Inuit society changes in the years ahead. We look at culture in a very broad way in this project. We look at the relationship between people and their environment as defining culture. We look at the social organization as defining culture. And we look at the ways people express themselves, their language, their stories, their music, their visual arts. All of these are part of how a culture is defined. There's a tremendous amount of information, and there's a deep historical record about what is defined being a Labrador Inuit. But it's not always easy to sort of get access to it. So one of our goals in the project is to make this information more accessible to the people of Nunatsiavut. So short answer to your question, we really want to introduce this project to the people of Nain, and we'll be hosting similar events in other communities as time goes on.
Okay. So what are you planning on doing with the information that comes out of the symposium?
First of all, you very kindly offered to record it for us, and so we will have an audio record of it, which we will try to make available in forms that are useful. I'm not sure, but I think some of the material that is discussed on Wednesday will end up in some kind of printed form. We're just about to launch a digital presence for the project. There'll be a website, and there is a Facebook site right now. It's not extremely active yet, but it will start getting much more active in the year ahead. We're looking at a wide range of ways of disseminating this information as we move forward.
Anything else to add today, Tom?
I think that pretty much covers it. I would love to see as many people who are interested in exploring this with us show up on Wednesday. Again, it's Wednesday morning, December the 2nd, and we'll be in the Pulapvik Community Room at the Parks Canada building. We'll probably have some coffee on and some muffins and hope to see as many people there as possible.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you for coming in today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks, Morris.